Very pleased to be joined right now by Browns' sixth-round draft pick. He's the first of their two sixth-rounders, Emmanuel Acho, linebacker from Texas. Emmanuel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
On the line from Texas, and you will be heading up here later this week to be part of mini camp. As that fast approaches, now that you've kind of gotten over the excitement of being drafted by an NFL team, now you're days away from participating in your first rookie mini camp. What are your thoughts?
You know, very excited. Kind of been looking forward to this day, you know, for years now, especially when you go to a big-time college such as Texas. This is what you prepare for, and this is why you play the game. You know, I'm not too nervous because I do have guys like Colt McCoy up there, and clearly my brother's educated me on this matter, but I'm just really excited.
Yeah, Colt McCoy, you know very well. Chris Obanaya is another guy on this football team, so there are some Texas connections for you.
Yes, sir. Got a lot of Texas connections. I think Phil Dawson's up there as well. And, you know, Colt and I are just best of friends since he's been in Austin, and so just excited for that.
Now, let's talk about the impact that you could have and are expected to have. You certainly were a very active and involved player in that Texas defense and made a lot of plays, had a lot of production. How do you see that translating to the NFL, Emmanuel?
You know, when talking to the linebacker coach, I think we run very similar schemes. In Texas, we ran a base 4-3 defense, a one-gap type defense, you know, see ball, get ball, kind of see the gap and spike it. And so I think that'll translate. I think that'll make it a much smoother transition for myself. And hopefully I can come in and contribute early, not, you know, on the defense and for sure on special teams until I, you know, earn my respect and work my way up.
And a guy who's involved with a team leading 131 tackles. You were first-team All-Big 12 player. You had 19 for a loss this past season, again, for the Longhorns, 19 of those tackles for a loss, 3 sacks, 18 quarterback pressures. That's a guy who not only physically can do it athletically, but who's also a thinking player. And the book on you is your ability to read, react, and anticipate, and all those things are very important to your game.
Most definitely. I think I pride myself in my intelligence, not only on the field, but off the field as well. And, you know, I may not be the biggest, may not be the fastest, but I can for sure be the most intelligent. And I think that's a very big key attribute in this game, and that's what I pride myself in.
So much has been talked about on this Browns draft being critically important to this team that basically, I mean, this team, of course, wants to have all 9 of you guys who are drafted be highly impactful players. The reality is it probably won't be every single guy, or certainly it'll be varying degrees of impact, but I'm sure you're aware of what you're a part of here, that you know, this is a team that wants to and needs to get good really fast, and that means guys like yourself joining this team as a rookie, you have to make a splash and an impact right away.
Most definitely. I think I'm very excited about this rookie class. You know, we got talent on both sides of the ball and got a lot of depth in that talent, you know, with the 2 first-round picks and then the depth they had throughout the draft. So I'm excited to be a part of that class. I plan on making a splash early, but I first plan on just soaking up the knowledge from some of the vets and trying to go about that route.
And speaking of soaking up knowledge, your brother Sam, of course, was drafted in 2010 and has been a guy who, you know, coming out of Texas, looking at the NFL as someone who athletically and again on the defensive side of the ball, pass rusher, all those things that ultimately I'm sure you want to achieve as well. And he's been, because of the closeness of your age, you've kind of played in his shadow, right, all through high school, through college, and now you're getting a little separation here, but you are both entering the NFL. How much has Sam been helpful to you in giving you some guidance on that, number one, advice, and number two, this idea that you're going to be able to establish some separate identities now in the National Football League?
Yeah, Sam's been key. Sam's been probably the biggest key in this whole draft process as far as keeping my anxiety levels low, you know, keeping my just knowledge and wisdom of knowing what's coming next and how to handle it, you know, at a very high level. And without him, I don't think I would have gotten to this point. And but now it is time for me to blossom now that I'm going not only on another, you know, side of the United States to a separate conference, but just going out there and it's time to make a name for myself. And, you know, clearly I, you know, respect and admire him and his game and all he's done for me. But it's time for me to, you know, start doing some things for myself as well.
Yeah, he's out there with the Arizona Cardinals and the NFC West. You're part, of course, of the AFC North with the Browns. And you're right. It really does give you guys that ability to maybe do things on opposite ends of the country. But I'm sure you both both want to carry on that tradition and have that impact. And looking at it as a sixth-round draft pick, even though you're not the premier spot, first round, second round, even third round, that does not mean that you can't step in right away or in a short amount of time and make a huge splash and become a starter.
Exactly. I think it's all about getting in the door being the NFL. And now that I'm finally, about to get in, I've opened it up, and now that I'm finally about to walk in, now it's time for me to make the impact. Whether it's via free agency, first round pick, seventh round pick, whatever the case may be, it's about getting that first step. And, all my coaches in Texas texted me immediately after I was picked and said, it's about what you do now. It's about what you make of it now.
Emmanuel Acho joining us, sixth-round draft pick for the Browns from Texas, the outside linebacker. An interesting thing that your dad has had a part of for a long time. His name is Sonny, and it's Sonny Acho's Living Hope Ministries in his native Nigeria. And you have gone back, Emmanuel, through the years, along with your brother Sam, to be part of this. He has put together, your father has a team of about 40 doctors, nurses, surgeons, dental folks, ophthalmologists, and every June it's to care for as many as, 7,000 or so villagers during a 10-day clinic. Describe, first of all, what this clinic is about and how many times you've participated in it.
So my dad has gone back the last 20 years. First off, he would go with just bags of rice to his native village. But as he began to get older and have a bigger impact in the local community of the United States, he had the means to go back with doctors and nurses. So my dad got his doctorate degree. And, as he started to meet other doctors, he met general surgeons, ophthalmologists, dentists and whatnot. So he started to go back. I've been 5 times, over the last 7 or so years. I've had the privilege to go. And it's always a very humbling experience, a very humbling opportunity. We go for about 2 weeks, 7 of the days we work, the other 2 days are travel, and the other 5 days are leisure. And so for 7 straight days, we just travel from village to village from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., giving people different medical treatment. We have an ophthalmologist removing cataracts. People come in blind, have been able to see because the dust builds up off the roads and gets into their eyes. We have a general surgeon and an anesthesiologist. They remove about 100 hernia surgeries throughout the course of a week. And, we've amputated limbs that are infected and all different types of things. So, God's blessed us, and as a result, we go back and try to be a blessing.
And how do you see this in the big picture? Because, like you said, this can have a profound impact on anyone, let alone a young person like yourself and your brother. And it's not, I know you also have a grandmother there and a good portion of your family, most of your family is still back there in Nigeria. So I know it's an opportunity also to visit with them, but just what does this experience mean to you, and what kind of impact do you think it can have long term?
I think it's why I play the game. Part of it is, to play to be the best and to win that big shiny trophy at the end and to get that ring. But then the more important in the other half of it is to have that platform to do bigger and better things, not only for yourself but for the community and for the entire globe. And, God's blessed me. He's blessed our entire family. Says to whom much is given, much is required. And, I think a lot's been given to my brother, a lot's been given to myself. Therefore, a lot is required of us. And that's why we go back. That's why we do what we do. And, I know God brought me to Cleveland for a reason, not only to perform well on the field, but to do things as well off.
When you're there, and you've gone there, obviously, when you've played football and your brother Sam has played football in the U.S., have you tried to explain what you do to any of those villagers, any of the people who've asked about you and when they see these two dudes coming over who are part of a mission helping them, but maybe are they curious about your background?
Most definitely. The best way for us to explain is when we go back with videotapes, whether it be a highlight tape or a news broadcasting, whatever it may be, because football in Nigeria means soccer.
Right.
So we go there and we say the word football, they instantly talk about soccer, or we try to equivalate or correlate it to rugby because they kind of understand that based on the whole European connection and culture. And, we go back there with some video clips, and then they start to understand But besides that, you know, they've never really seen a game, and so they don't really get to stay in tune besides when we go every year and we update them.
And it just seems to me like this whole thing is very helpful, too, to keep you balanced, because the whole life of a pro athlete can be very heady stuff, and we've seen it take people in directions and places not necessarily the best when success arrives in a big way, and even when it doesn't, even the average player is living kind of a very unrealistic, if you will, life compared to what is quote normal. In your case, I think you've got a chance to be balanced just because of where your thoughts and hearts are with regard to your involvement with this mission.
For sure. Before me and my brother, before either of us excelled at the game of football, you know, our parents raised us in a very humble and grounded manner. And every time we go back to Nigeria, it humbles us again, because we look at the village kids running around and we do understand that that could be us, you know, but God rather ordained and chose us to be the ones that are quote-unquote star athletes in America. And so we do understand that, therefore we don't take it for granted, and we do try to live a much more humble and loving lifestyle than that which is projected by the standard athlete.
Good stuff. Well, Emmanuel, appreciate it. Look forward to meeting you when you do get here in Berea, Ohio, and the best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. God bless.
All right. He is Emmanuel Acho, the first of the Browns' 2 sixth-round draft picks from Texas, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.